Good morning. A little girl was seen drawing something on a piece of paper. And her mother asked her, "Honey, what are you drawing?" And the little girl replied, "I am drawing the face of God." "You are drawing the face of God?" said the mother. "But honey, no one has seen God. How can you draw the face of God?" And the little girl, without even lifting her eyes from the drawing, she replied, "They will when I am done." Have you seen the face of God? I have. And I'm sure you all have seen the face of God. God has many faces. Just look around. Yes, baby, you are the face of God. Yeah, there you go. We are the faces of God. We gather here as one community to celebrate this Eucharist. We are here to behold the face of God, the mystical face of God in the Holy Eucharist. If you want to see the sorrowful face of God, look at the crucifix. And the glorious face of God, think of the resurrection. We are one community where we reflect the face of God. Today we are celebrating the solemnity of the most holy body and blood of Jesus Christ, called the Corpus Christi. You know, traditionally today, or this weekend, is the Eucharistic Congress in our Archdiocese, which we conduct annually. But for some reasons, for this year, it's been moved to next weekend. And the theme is, "Be merciful like our Father is merciful." Again, Jesus reflects the merciful Father. We see the mercy of God in the person of Jesus. This year being the year of mercy, the Eucharistic Congress has been moved to next weekend. You know, I have been there for past 4 years. I have been attending Eucharistic Congress. I'm going this year too, next Friday evening and Saturday whole day. You are welcome to join. One thing that draws people, thousands and thousands of people, to the Eucharistic Congress is the Eucharistic adoration that they have. On Friday night, the vigil, amazing, so moving. Nearly 20 to 25,000 people come there from all over the Archdiocese and even beyond for this Eucharistic Congress. Just because of the real presence of Christ in the Eucharist, that draws these people from far and wide. And they are so filled with joy and peace when they come out of the Eucharist adoration. And the Eucharistic procession that is follows on Saturday morning, it is powerful, it's moving. I have seen it in our chapel here, in our Marian chapel. We have Eucharistic adoration on Thursdays, the whole day from morning till evening. And I happen to meet people who come out of the Eucharistic adoration after their hourly prayer. Then I come out, I meet them on the hallway. They look so cheerful and happy. Yeah. But when they go in with a sorrowful face. When they come out, they come with a glorious face. It's amazing what Jesus can do to our life. He can transform us. He can change our life. All that he needs is give some time for the Lord. Make some time available for him. At least once a week, an hour for the Lord. It transforms us beyond imagination. It changes us. Eucharistic Lord, who loves us so much that he made himself available to us in the Holy Eucharist, in the form of bread and wine. We heard the words of consecration being repeated by St. Paul himself in his letter to the Corinthians we heard in today's first reading. St. Paul says so beautifully, he repeats the Eucharistic words of Jesus on the Last Supper night. On the Last Supper night, when they gathered together, the Lord took the bread, blessed it, broke it and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body given up for you." And he took the cup filled with wine, blessed it and gave it to them, saying, "This is my blood of the new covenant for the salvation of humanity, for the forgiveness of sins." The Lord meant what he said. When he said, "This is my body," that's it. That is his body. When he said, "This is my blood," yes, it is his blood. It's not just a human being who said that. It's God who said it. And that is it. That is what we profess and believe as Catholic Christians. That's what we are here to do again and again, because Jesus said it, "Do this in remembrance of me." Whenever we come together to offer the Eucharist, we are remembering that great sacrifice the Lord offered for us on the Eucharistic table, and which was culminated on Mount Calvary on Good Friday, where he literally gave his body and blood for us, for our salvation. This weekend we are celebrating Memorial Day. There is a great parallel between the celebration of the Eucharist and the celebration or the observance of the Memorial Day. In Memorial Day, we remember our great heroes, men and women who died, who sacrificed their lives for freedom, for us and for the future generations to come. They died for us. They just did exactly what Jesus did on the cross, giving up their lives for our freedom. That's what Jesus did. He died so that we may live freely, freedom from sin and evils of this world. Our courageous men and women, the heroes, they do the same when they die in the line of their duty. When they die protecting our freedom, our integrity, our sovereignty. We have to honor them and remember them as we do remember the sacrifice of Jesus in the Eucharist. Jesus gave himself for us because of his great love. And St. Paul says, you know, we, though many, are one body in Christ, because we all partake of the one cup and the one bread. Remember what Jesus did when he multiplied the bread and the fish. We heard in today's gospel the multiplication of the loaves and fish. He fed the hungry people physically, nourished them because they were hungry for food. Their stomachs were crying. They needed to be fed first. He did that first. The multiplication of the loaves and the fish was a foreshadowing of the institution of the Holy Eucharist that was to follow sooner. Jesus fed the hungry people first physically, and then he went deeper, he went further by feeding us spiritually with his body and blood. Yes, our Lord satisfies all our needs, both physical as well as spiritual needs. Blessed Mother Teresa of Calcutta, in her many, many years of service to the poor and feeding the hungry on the streets, she discovered one truth. That is, she said, the greatest hunger is not physical. It is emotional, it is spiritual hunger. The deepest hunger is people hunger for love. That is the greatest hunger today in the world. This is what Mother Teresa of Calcutta discovered while feeding the hungry people. That there is a deeper hunger in the world than that of physical food. This is what the Lord came to satisfy us. feeding us with his own body and blood, that we may have life eternal. It is said that we are what we eat, right? If we eat right, we look healthy, you know. We are what we eat. Physically, that is true. It is also true spiritually. When we come to eat the body and blood of Jesus, when we come to receive him in the sacrament, we are called to be another Christ to others. Alter Christus. To be the body to one another. Yes, so when our celebration here in the church is only one part of the mystery of the sacrament. That we gather together to receive the Lord in the communion, but we are also sent forth. That's why at the end of the Mass, the priest says, or the deacon says, go, the Mass is ended. Go and proclaim the gospel. You know, that's why it is important to complete the Mass before we go out. You know? Otherwise, you don't hear that part. There is a sending forth at the end of the Mass. If you go soon after communion, then you are missing something. Okay? So wait till the final blessing is over and the sending forth is done. Because that's what completes our Eucharistic celebration. We have a mission to do when we come together here. We are sent forth to become Christ to one another. Or to live Jesus Christ to one another. To be the face of Jesus to others. Not only just face, but the hands and feet of Jesus to one another. Only then we are actually fulfilling our Eucharistic celebration. It's when we become Christ to one another, to feed the hungry, literally, to console the suffering, emotionally, spiritually, hungry people. Be there for them. And our parish community is doing so many ministries in that line. Our outreach ministries are exactly fulfilling our Eucharistic celebration. We go forth and take care of the needs of one another. That's where we live the mystery of the Eucharist. In our daily encounter with our brothers and sisters who suffer, who are lonely, who are hungry spiritually, let us feed them with the life of Jesus. By our comforting presence to them. By our love, concern, and care for them. Brothers and sisters, today let us receive Jesus and go forth to carry Jesus with us wherever we go, beginning with our own family. Share Jesus, his love with us, with them, and in our communities where we are actively involved in our various ministries. Amen.